Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Memo Day. I used to have a friend back in junior high and high school, and his nickname was Memo. His full name, or his full first name, was Guillermo, but everyone called him Memo. I don't really know why. Maybe Guillermo, Memo. I don't know if they sound similar. I'm not really sure. But anyway, his name was Memo, his nickname. It's also National Strawberries and Cream Day. It's National Waitstaff Day. And National Red Cross Founders Day. So let's go back. I know we were talking about messages, or I was reading some messages yesterday. And so let's go back to that and just finish up those messages first before we do anything else. Also, I'll check and see if we've got any voicemails because, you know, need to listen to the voicemails when we've got them, and we do not. All right, so text messages that came in to 479-221-9393. Gary in Portland says, I saw the announcement about your employer. I also heard they have a new campus. Is your office there? So the Spitball Factory is building a brand new campus. And I think that I will be in that building. Or, well, okay, when we say campus, it is a bunch of buildings. I don't even know the full number, but we're going to say in the tens of buildings. So, like, more than 10, less than 100. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of buildings and parking garages. And they have put in place a fitness center, which I have not gone to yet. I do want to try it out and see if it's good. Everyone says it's really good, but it was very full when they first opened it back in, I think it was early January when they opened it. May have been late December, but it was late December, early January-ish. And I haven't gone because Mark and I both work out at home. But number two, I did want to avoid the crowds. And I figure the first few months at least, because, you know, everyone has these New Year's resolutions. So everybody wants to work out and like, oh my God, the Spit Valve Factory opened up a new fitness center. Might as well use this as an excuse to make my New Year goals. So I have waited. But that's gone in. They recently opened a child care center. And the office buildings themselves, I think we're not going to start moving in until 2025. But not everyone all at once. They will move people in as buildings are finished. So another caller says, Adam, oh, it's Blaze from Wisconsin. Hi, Blaze. Blaze is both a young sounding name and a cute sounding name. So I'm going, not that it matters, but Blaze, I'm going to assume that you are young and cute. Just for the purposes of this, because I have no idea. If you were not young and or cute, that would be okay as well. And who defines cute anyway? Everyone has different types. So, but there you go, Blaze. I like the name Blaze. I have a nephew named Blaine. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Blaze says, Adam, what's the story behind your backing music? All I can hear is somebody's ass. So there was, I don't know where it came from, to be honest. But there was a period of time where certain things would be said online, and then people would create little songs out of them. the beginning of that show, Kimmy Schmidt, was kind of like that, where they took something that a guy said on news and on some news, whatever. And there was a pastor that delivered a sermon, or I don't know. And he says, "I'm about to whip somebody's ass," was the sermon. Then somebody took that and made a song out of it. And a podcast that I was doing with my partner at the time, the Adam and Maddie Show, somewhere we found this and we liked it. And so we started using it as our closing music. And I have continued to use it as my closing music. So there you go. That's it. That is it. But yeah, the preacher's name was, I believe his name was Ray Higgins. And so at the beginning, he says, "Hi, my name is Ray." And it was some sort of message that was delivered. And you can find it on YouTube. If you look for Goose Whip Ass. So I think Goose is like the name of the person who created the meme or the song. I'm not really sure, though. And you can look at that. And yeah, it's... Hi, my name is Ray, and yesterday my daughter called me. There you go. So yeah. I liked the... I'm into like EDM or dance, electronic dance music kind of stuff for opening and closing of podcasts. And I just liked it. So there you go. And we have... Oh, and I need to go and input your name into the spreadsheet so that next time you text, you don't have to tell me who you are. Lastly, we have one more voice or text message from another one from Gary in Portland. Hi, Gary. Welcome back. And he says, "Thank you for thinking I'm younger." You're welcome. Well, anybody that drinks Dr. Pepper, a Baptist beer, you know, bottom line, I was thinking of people who podcast. And so I was thinking of other podcasters. And so I thought of Auntie Scott and Big Fatty. And, because, you know, they're kind of elders among the podcasters, right? And then there are listeners. Gary is definitely an elder amongst podcast listeners, for sure. All right, so I don't honestly remember exactly how far I got yesterday. I know I ran out of time, but talking about... So bottom line, let's go back to the weekend. So bottom line is Saturday was super busy. But I had no plans. And Mark said, "Oh my God, you filled your whole day up." He said, "I thought you were really excited about having no plans." And I said, I am. But it's okay if I need to do chores. I'm just saying I don't want to have an entire weekend like I did the weekend before, where lunch is planned, dinner's planned, I've got to bake a pie, and then, you know, I've church, and then I have dinner with my mom for Mother's Day, and like so many events were happening. If it's a day where I'm doing chores, it's not an event. Like, first of all, if I don't finish or I don't am not able to do something, then that's okay. But if it's a birthday party or a dinner or something that you know, you're stuck, you have to do that thing. And so anyway, I did fill up a lot of Saturday. Ended up getting up, doing I can't remember the order of things now, but I believe I did a brief walk to warm my legs up, and then I did my 2-hour Peloton, and then Mark and I ate lunch, and then we just had microwave meals for lunch, and then I did my yard work. Well, I had originally only planned to mow Edge and Weedy, but the flower bed in the front needed, it had grass growing in it, So I did that as well. Well, it took me a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. I didn't finish until around 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon. So from the time that I woke up until 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon, I was pretty much doing chores and exercise. That's it. But then after that, I ordered pizza. Mark and I ate pizza and we watched For All Mankind. We've now finished season 4. And that was, you know, it was kind of a relaxing Saturday, other than the fact that most of the day was spent doing things that required energy. And then on Sunday, I had church in the morning. Mark and I met for lunch. And then we played Pokemon in the afternoon because there was a Pokemon community day. I got 6 or 7 shiny Bounsweets. And I edited the mix. And we finished up For All Mankind, and that was our day. That was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.